Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, this is Dawn Grant, your mental trainer hypnotherapist. Welcome to your 15 minutes of inspiration for today, bringing you quotes that we will kind of look into. We will delve deep into the meaning of them, and then I'll give you some mental training techniques so that you can deliberately apply that quote and the purpose behind it and the meaning behind it into your life. So we're looking at spending your time wisely, how each day is valuable, how each day is, it's like receiving a gift of 24 hours, of which you can't buy any more time. So it's a true gift of great value. Actually, there is no amount of money that you can put on it, so it's invaluable at that point. But today's quote is from Grenville Kleiser. And Grenville Kleiser was around from 1868 to 1953, and he was an American writer, and he's really well known for writing pertaining to humor and inspiration and positive thinking. So right along the same lines of what I'm also doing. One of his great works was Make Your Life Worth Living. So I would definitely recommend his work and to check it out if you're looking to delve a bit deeper into these types of messages and applying this type of information in your life. Making your life worth living is obviously something we should all be doing. So today's quote is, a day is well lived in which you have put a fine resolution into practice, or you have achieved a definite purpose, or you've done some worthy act of kindness, or you rendered a noble service to others. So these are all really important things, obviously. And, you know, with any kind of inspirational quote or message, you know, it can sound really good. It can sound like that's a great idea. I wish I was doing that. Why am I not doing it? And so what I'd like to do is suggest to you that for this week, that you wake up each morning and maybe take a look at this quote and make a deliberate intention. Set an intention in your mind that you're going to put deliberate and purposeful effort into applying this into your life. Now, if you did that for 1 week, obviously you would be starting a new habit. You'd be putting something into place that could help you and benefit you tremendously in life to make your life worth living, as Grenville would have said. So a day well lived is one in which you have put a fine resolution into practice. Well, what does it mean to put a resolution into practice? Well, a resolution is something that you have decided upon, something that you've decided on that is purposeful for you. There's a firmness of purpose, whether it's feeling or something that you want to put into action in your life, something you want to do within yourself or something you want to do within your life or your work or your career or your family. So a resolution is something that's decided upon. So to be able to put a fine resolution into practice, how many times have you thought, I really want to lose weight? Obviously, that's a really common resolution that a lot of people attempt to implement in their lives. A lot of times, people have thoughts of what they would like to do different, of what they'd like to change, but they don't actually put it into action. They can have all these thoughts going around, and they can have all even the negative thoughts about it, like, I don't know if I can do that, or the last time I tried it, it didn't work, or I'm afraid that I may fail, or heck, some people are even concerned that they may succeed, and then what? So putting a fine resolution into practice means not only just thinking about it, definitely not sitting there having the negative thoughts like, I don't think I can do this. It's putting it into practice. It's deciding today's the day. If today's a gift and I have 24 hours, maybe even less, but if I have this amount of time, let me use today's time. It's valueless. It's invaluable. Let me use today to the best of my ability. So that's number one. A day well lived is when you have put a fine resolution into practice. So you could look at doing that today or tomorrow or the next day when you wake up in the morning before you even put your feet on the floor. Think about implementing one of these or several of them even. Once you get good at, you know, looking within and making change and feeling empowered and feeling good about yourself, you can actually implement several of these types of things in your life. How about achieved a definite purpose? When you look back on your day, at the end of the day, when you turn off the lights, you lay your head down on the pillow, are you able to look back on your day and feel like I've achieved a definite purpose? Are you able to look back on your day and feel I've achieved anything? Again, so many people go through their day-to-day life and they feel like they're just kind of bumping it out. They get up in the morning, they do the same routine in the morning, they go to work, they do the same thing at work, they may or may not even like their job, they come home, they're having dinner, they may go to the gym, and they do a few things for their kids, and then it's time for bed again. So you end up in these cycles, in these routines. So how about in the morning, if you decide that you're going to achieve a definite purpose? So achieving a definite purpose, let's take a look at what that would mean. Definite obviously means when you decide upon something, when it's very clear, it's decided, it's definite. I have no doubt about this. My mind's not wavering in any way. I'm completely solid in my thinking and clear, and I have clarity on this. So achieved a definite purpose. I have clarity on purpose for my day. I have clarity on purpose for myself. I have clarity on some purpose in some area of my life. I have clarity on my purpose with my children or with my spouse or with my job. When you feel that you have achieved, accomplished, feel like you've succeeded in some way to having a definite purpose. What that does is it gets rid of all those question marks in the mind. All of those, why am I really here? Is my life worth living? Do I really have any purpose in this world? Am I really making a difference in anybody's life or in the planet? And there's so many different ways of looking at this, but I know I've met a lot of clients who feel like they don't really know if they have a purpose. And so take a look within you and see that you are affecting life all around you every minute, whether it's human life or the physical world, that you are affecting life. Every decision that you make, every single one, affects the world around you and the future and tomorrow and the people that you come in contact with. So stop thinking that you don't have purpose. Stop thinking that you are not really doing anything purposeful. Just recognize that you truly are every single day. So taking a look at that, so that when you lie your head down, on the pillow at night, you can feel as if you are achieving a definite purpose, that you are working on that, that you are participating in a purpose. So the next thing that Grenville points out is when you've done some worthy act of kindness, if you've ever, and I hope that you have, done some worthy act of kindness in your life, you know how incredible it feels to be able to be kind to somebody, to be able to help somebody in a random situation. This is not thought out. Now, before you put your feet on the ground, before you get out of bed in the morning, you can set the intention of today I will do a random act of kindness, a worthy act of kindness. It doesn't have to be random, but it's funner when it is. More fun. So take a look at this and decide that that is your intention for the day. And hopefully every day of your life, not just today, but and not just this week. But before you put your feet on the ground, think of that you want to be kind to others. And treat others how you would like to be treated. Think of how special and how great you would feel if somebody did an act of kindness to you randomly today. You know, it puts that really great unexpected smile and warm fuzzy feeling in your body. And you just don't have any idea of how that act of kindness will help the other person. We don't really know. All we know is that with good intention, we can do something kind for another, and it will bring us some really great warm fuzzy feelings just to have that intention and then just to act it out and to do that, to be kind to another animal or person. It can be anything. And then the last thing that Grenville mentions as far as a day well lived is when you render a noble service to others. So again, this is very similar to some worthy act of kindness, but it kind of goes a little bit further. It's actually a noble service. Being of service to others is a really great way to heal yourself, to have that purposeful life, to have that life worth living, to feel like I am a good person. All of these things that Grenville mentions builds up your confidence, builds up the feeling of having a definite purpose in your life. It helps you to recognize and to realize that you are valuable, or as I was just saying a little while ago, invaluable, because there's no amount of money that could be put upon you because you are that valuable or invaluable. So rendering a noble service to others would be, again, setting the intention in the morning that I am going to be of service to others today, that I will be humble and have humility and recognize that it is in service to others that I find love within myself. It is in service to others that I find purpose within myself. It is in service to others that I find value in myself. It is in service to others that I feel alive and I feel this universal energy that we're all connected and we all benefit each other. We have definite purpose here. So for this week at least, but hopefully for every day, that you will go into the day ready to live it well. Ready to put a fine resolution into practice, to achieve a definite purpose, to have done something, some worthy act of kindness, and to render a noble service to others. This will make your life worth living. You will feel it every day. As you lie your head down on the pillow at night, you will feel amazing. You will feel great. You will feel as if life is worth living. Your confidence will be growing. The love within you will be growing. You will be getting stronger and healthier, and you'll radiate this each and every single day. affecting not only yourself, but the many that you come in contact with, whether it's for a second, a minute, an hour, days, weeks, months, or years. So I wish you well, and I hope that you recognize that your days are worth well living. Enjoy.